It was like nothing I had ever seen before. In the middle of the training, this grown 60-year-old man was legitimately sobbing. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that people cared this much about work. Welcome to Making the Fan, a show where we unpack how brands turn casual customers into faithful fans. As we get into this show, you're going to interact with and hear from industry leaders who are legit the best in the biz. Guests are going to come from all over, whether they're working for an artist, a sports team, a celebrity, or even a niche business. What I have found is that many of the first principles translate across properties, so you can put their insights to work on your projects. The process of turning casual customers into faithful fans is definitely an iterative process. To stand out from the crowd, you've often got to take risks and try new things. We're going to be doing the same thing here. So while you can expect high-quality guests and solo episodes where I recap or expand on key topics, we'll keep the format fresh and we'll constantly experiment with new topics and styles. Okay, so back to the guy crying. This was in the early days of my career at Disney. I was in Traditions at the time, which is an 8-hour training course every single Disney employee, or cast member as we call it, has to take on their first day of the job. It doesn't matter if you're the guy that's checking tickets at the front gate or you're a Harvard lawyer working on the executive team, your first day at Disney is at Traditions. And it's an incredible stage setter for your career there. Before you learn anything about your task, you learn all about your purpose. They cover mission, vision, and values, the common purpose everyone in the room shares, service standards, heritage and traditions, all the important cultural guideposts. If you're thinking, wow, that sounds rough, you'd be wrong, or maybe just not a good fit for the Disney culture. They really did find a way to make that day immersive, taking you on backstage tours and showing you what those cultural guideposts look like in practice. Now, the Traditions session gets you fired up and excited to go crush the rest of your first week and get you through all the more boring but necessary parts of new employee onboarding. But at the end of that training, Disney does something that really caps off the day. And that's what led this grown man to tears. If you've ever been to Disney, you can identify a cast member by this one thing: a name tag. I've got mine right here, proudly framed, and I left the company 7 years ago. So at the end of Traditions, you get your name tag. It's the signal that you're now an official cast member. But Disney knows a lot of things. And if they know anything, they know that the key to turning casual customers into faithful fans, and in this case, employees into evangelists, it's emotional connection. And Disney knows better than almost anyone how to pull at those heartstrings to drive decision-making and buy-in. So in a normal company, the HR manager might come out and give you your name tag. Now, in a great company, your direct leader or head of your department might show up and they might hand you your name tag. At Disney, Mickey hands you your name tag. So as our class came to a close and the doors swung open to reveal Mickey with a handful of name tags, this grown 60-year-old man burst into tears because all his life he had dreamed of working at Disney. He was a finance guy who took family vacations to Disney, brought his kids up on Disney movies, and always dreamed of retiring at a part-time role in the theme park where he could help create smiles for people the way that cast members did for him and his family. At this point, his fandom is about legacy. It's not about a transaction. And Disney could have handed him his name tag at his desk on the second day, like a normal company. Instead, the big cheese himself, Mickey Mouse, the character that he'd watched and loved all his life, handed him his name tag as a symbolic gesture saying, "Welcome to the team." Now, that is the stuff that turns employees into evangelists, who sing your praises and recruit other stars and talk about how great the company is for not a penny extra. That's the stuff that turns casual customers into faithful fans. Now, over the past 13 years, I've worked with some of the biggest sports teams in the world, from the NFL to the EPL, even major athletic departments like University of Texas, Notre Dame, Alabama, Texas A&M, Penn State, and a lot more. These are organizations whose customers love it so much, they get tattoos of the brand. While I was at Disney, I advised and trained companies all over the world how to adapt and apply Disney best practices in customer experience and employee experience. Over the past 7 years, I've worked almost exclusively with sports teams, but I've started to branch out and I'm now working with companies of all shapes and sizes, from 50-year-old supply chain logistics companies to restaurants and CPG brands. When I left Disney after 6 years and started my own company, I didn't just want to consult and train companies. Because consulting oftentimes is theoretical, I wanted to dig in and do the work. So I consider my work to be more fractional, where we're not just observing and reporting. My team and I are digging in. We're creating new systems and processes, and we're executing alongside the employees that work at the brand. That execution has provided me insight, which we hope to share on the show with you. Now, sometimes we'll be talking with someone that you've never heard of. They might not have thousands of followers, but they might have thousands of employees. Now, our goal on this show is to highlight the innovators, the boundary pushers, the trendsetters, the people who have real insights on how to turn casual customers into faithful fans. And by sitting down and unpacking specific projects that they've worked on, or getting their hot takes on future trends, our goal here on this show is to create conversations crammed with interesting insights that you can take back to your organization as thought starters and experiment catalysts. Now, you may have come across this show, Making the Fan, from the previous iteration, Flip the Switch. So what's the difference between the two shows? Well, Flip the Switch was really a lead gen tool for my fractional customer experience company, Engagement. It was easier to get a top dog decision maker for a potential client. It was easier to get them on a podcast for an interview than it was to get them to take a cold sales call. Once they came on the show, they realized that we worked on a lot of the things that they cared about. And guests of the show often turned into clients. And as a result, the show was often sports business focused because that's where our firm was focused. But over the past year, as we've broadened the industries that we work with, and as we've narrowed our focus to really dig in on helping brands improve customer experience, I felt the show needed a reboot. So here we are with Making the Fan. Where Flip the Switch was targeted towards senior execs in sports and entertainment, Making the Fan is targeted towards culturally curious marketers and operators. This show is really for any senior leader in any industry who's laser focused on getting more spend from their customers, reducing churn, and increasing profitability, all through providing an exceptional customer experience. This is for people who understand and know that the extent to which you take care of your people and your fans is the extent to which you're going to drive revenue. And we're going to be giving away all these nuggets for free, but here's the catch. If you get value from the show, give us a follow on YouTube or wherever you're listening to the audio version. We're going to be video first for this show, meaning you'll find all sorts of shorts and additional value like screen shares and diagrams on screen that you might not fully grasp by just listening to the audio version. So go subscribe on YouTube at youtube.com/@makingthefan. Every subscription helps us bring in relevant sponsors who pay for a lot of the production for the show. If you've made it this far, thanks so much for tuning in. We're excited for the journey ahead with you. We want you to submit and interact with us. Tell us what topics you want to hear, what guests you want to hear from. This show is for you. So the more you interact with us, the better we can tailor it to your specific needs. And be selfish. If you're working on a specific project, trying to build out a new loyalty program for your customers, let us know. We'll go get somebody that is a star in that space, that's an innovator in that space. So let us know on YouTube in the comments. Feel free to message me directly on LinkedIn /David Millay, or message us on Instagram where we are @makingthefan. Feel free to get a hold of us in any different way. And we're going to go ahead and put all of our handles in the show notes for this as well, wherever you're listening to the show and on YouTube. So without further ado, let's get into it. Enjoy this ride, Making the Fan.